You know, they jump out of the bushes and they show up here and show up there and scare me, and I kind of got used to it by the time I was 14, or tried to. You don't really ever get used to that. I don't know why tabloids find me so bloody interesting. The worst thing is when I open it up and I don't know I'm being photographed, and there I am. I'm not going to complain, because I don't want to be one of those people like, I'm so famous and I hate it and I'm so miserable.
Lisa Marie knows that by releasing an album, she had to make peace with the media. But it's an uneasy truce.
If I messed about the record, I'm fine, you know? But if it gets to go into the same questions over and over about my personal mishaps and insanity, then it's a little difficult to constantly do.
Love it or hate it, she can't turn her back on all the hype. Today, she's vamping and mugging for the camera and the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
I've been so removed that it's hard for me to, you know, be out there all of a sudden, like, woo, here I am.
Thank you so much.
Woo! Lisa Marie was born into fame and music. They're both part of her DNA.
Well, the image is one thing, and a human being is another.
While Elvis entertained millions, she was the only one to command solo performances.
If he scolded me, he would then sing the puppet. Okay. Melosely.
Growing up in Graceland, Lisa Marie didn't know her father was the king, but she knew she was his princess.
He was an amazing father, he was an amazing human being, and therefore amazing at whatever he did. He could do no wrong in my eyes. I had the same relationship with him as any girl would have with her father that she loved.
Music made their unique bond even stronger.
I was always on the road with him. I saw it a lot, you know, performing, recording, singing at home. It was pretty regular. I was always a fan of his music, always. But I was more into the post-70s, really sad songs.
In 9 short years, father and daughter forged a lifetime of memories.
There's a lot of them, but I like to keep them for myself, if you don't mind. I have a lot of memories, but it's not something I want to capitalize on.
Her first single from To Whom It May Concern is called Lights Out. It's a heartfelt remembrance of her dad and his legacy.
I don't even know if I'm going to pull this off, to be honest with you. And in terms of getting past the whole, you're who you are, and that's that. You're not, you don't sing like a dad, you're not like your dad. I'm not trying to be like my dad. I would never even attempt that. In fact, I'll tell you, technically I'm not that great of a singer. But what happens is my guts come out of my vocal cord.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I'll see me, singing.
Can you just turn Linda's harmony out?
VH1 had exclusive access to Lisa Marie rehearsing for her upcoming live show, a behind-the-scenes look at a piece of rock and roll history. While she has a look and a sound all her own, there's definitely a hint of her dad in her stage presence. There's the Memphis vibe, a bit of a sneer, and even an echo of the King's infamous leg shimmy. For Lisa Marie, preparing for the road is a constant battle of stamina and nerves.
He threw me out in front of 50,000 people right now. I would die of a massive heart attack. I'm hoping we're getting better. You know, it's also getting worse. Baby.